Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Head in the Cloud. Why Knowing Things Still Matters When Facts Are So Easy to Look Up. By William Poundstone. Narrated by Chris Sorensen. The only thing I ever learned in school that did me any good in afterlife was that if you spit on a pencil eraser, it will erase ink. Dorothy Parker. If you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe it. A quotation so often incorrectly attributed to Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels that 14% of Americans believe Goebbels said it. Facts are obsolete. It was an industry party in Malibu, and a group was engaged in the Hollywood sport of picking apart a rival's product. Kenneth Branagh's big-budget Victorian dress film version of Hamlet had bombed at the box office. The stars, from Derek Jacobi and Judi Dench to Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, were expensively miscast. Even that couldn't explain the dismal $90,000 box office on opening weekend. Maybe, someone joked, it was the screenwriter. "Who wrote it?" asked a studio executive. "I meant Shakespeare," the speaker said. The studio exec still didn't understand. "William Shakespeare," people explained. "Not a living screenwriter, but the greatest playwright of the English language, long, long dead." The executive, who had studied law at USC and had graduated with honors, knew of Shakespeare, of course. She just didn't know that the movie Hamlet had been based on something Shakespeare had written. I live in Los Angeles, where stories like this are not uncommon. The movie industry has always been a melting pot of the erudite and the oblivious. Consider The Boy Next Door, a 2015 thriller starring J-Lo. In one scene, a studly neighbor gives J-Lo a first edition of Homer's Iliad. "This must have cost a fortune," she protests. "It was a buck at a garage sale," says the neighbor. The Iliad was composed about 2,300 years before the invention of printing. A clip of the first edition scene broke the more literate half of the internet. Among the Twitter comments were, "I have to show you my first edition Torah sometime, found in a dumpster one day. What they don't show you is the time machine and the room where they have Homer chained to a desk." Oh, crap. Western civilization is screwed. Asked for comment, the film screenwriter Barbara Curry said the first edition Iliad bit was not something I wrote in my original script. In fairness, bibliophiles do speak of a first edition of the Iliad and Odyssey. It was printed in Florence, in the Greek language, in 1488. Sotheby's recently auctioned a copy for £25,000, which might qualify as a fortune. It's definitely not the same as the book in the movie, which is printed in English and has pristine gilt-edged pages. The internet hecklers had a point. To any literate person, the casual mention of a first edition of Homer's Iliad is going to cause a double take. It would have been easy to make it a first edition of Breakfast at Tiffany's, Infinite Jest, or any modern novel that one might actually find at a garage sale. The filmmakers were either confident that no one watching The Boy Next Door would perceive any incongruity, or they themselves didn't. J-Lo's character in the movie is an English teacher. The 2011 animated film Rango concerns a chameleon who becomes sheriff of an old west town of winsome computer-generated creatures. Director Gore Verbinski described the way he came up with that premise. "We were just batting around ideas like, what about an animated western with creatures of the desert?" That was basically the sentence. From there, there's got to be the character who's an outsider in the classic sense, and if it's the desert, what if he's aquatic? If he's aquatic, what if he's a chameleon? Bingo. A chameleon it was. Except that chameleons aren't aquatic. They're lizards that inhabit African forests, grass...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?